Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 25, 1805. Clark at the Three Forks. Lewis is on the Missouri with the canoes. Clark is walking ahead, searching for the Three Forks. On the way, he sights a horse in the distance, but it is too wild to capture. The party see quite a few mountain streams flowing into the Missouri and name one of the larger ones Gass's Creek after Sergeant Patrick Gass. This creek is in present-day Broadwater County, Montana, and has been renamed Crow Creek. Clark writes today,
"A fine morning. We proceeded on a few miles to the Three Forks of the Missouri. Those Three Forks are nearly of a size. The North Fork appears to have the most water, and must be considered as the one best calculated for us to ascend. Middle Fork is quite as large, about 90 yards wide. The South Fork is about 70 yards wide, and falls in about 400 yards below the Middle Fork. Those forks appear to be very rapid, and contain some timber in their bottoms, which is very extensive. On the north side, the Indians have lately set the prairies on fire, the cause I can't account for. I saw one horse track going up the river about 4 or 5 days past. After breakfast, which we made on the ribs of a buck killed yesterday, I wrote a note informing Captain Lewis the route I intended to take, and proceeded on up the main North Fork. We camped on the same side we ascended starboard 20 miles on a direct line up the North Fork. Captain William Clark, July 25, 1805.
About 6 or 8 miles up the North Fork, Clark saw a small, rapid river that came into the North Fork and named it the Philosophy River, now named Willow Creek. The streams in the bottoms and the meanderings of the main rivers in the valley here are quite picturesque and, as they did 200 years ago, provide homes and breeding grounds for a large number of animals and birds. That same meandering makes determining the main course of the rivers challenging. Tomorrow, Captain Clark, much fatigued.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.